I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Whole lot of games in Russia after the Winter Olympics. Then come the Paralympics, also in Sochi. But before that, today is the opening day in Russia for the Open Games. The Open Games are athletic events open to all, but they are being organized by LGBT rights groups. That means they're getting a frosty reception from officials in Russia and a lot of confusion on the ground. Reporter Charles Maines has been out and about in Moscow today looking for the opening ceremony. Have you found it yet, Charles?
I have, in fact, but it wasn't easy. It's been a little bit of a cloak and dagger evening. The opening ceremony was supposed to take place in one club where, in fact, a bomb threat was called in. Police then were investigating that bomb threat, but some of the people that I spoke with here say, in fact, that they felt that the police were actually slowing down that investigation on purpose. They've also had other problems. Some of the venues canceled on them for the sporting events, as well as some of the athletes who arrived have been kicked out of their hostels and hotels. So to say that it's going smoothly is certainly not the case.
So where are you right now?
They found an alternative venue. It's a club in downtown Moscow that's sort of generally known for being open to liberal politicians and other types. And the games are just getting started with the opening ceremony, making the opening speeches down in the basement here.
So what's all this about? I mean, is it just Russians trying to distance themselves from an event that they're worried about what it might suggest?
Well, the organizers say this is more about trying to meet the authorities halfway in light of the Sochi Games, which were praised by a lot of people for being, you know, showing this sort of open new Russia. They felt as this wasn't a challenge to the authorities to hold the Open Games, but a chance to kind of have a dialogue with them. Unfortunately, they're not having that dialogue as we've seen so far. But again, speaking to some of the people here, they say that they know what country they live in. They know that there are these problems. And so they have contingency plans that they put in place. Already they've found alternative venues for some of the sporting events tomorrow.
Yeah, so who's due to take part? Who has actually arrived for these games? And what kind of sports are we talking about?
Well, they've got 300 athletes, over 300 athletes, in fact, from 11 countries. We have North America represented. We also have Europe and also from 22 regions of Russia. They'll be taking part in games including skiing, basketball, swimming, tennis, and volleyball. That said, they're also going to have a lot of roundtable discussions about LGBT rights as well as a cultural program.
So are these games, these open games, being seen as kind of a counterpoint to all the anti-gay stuff that's been going on in Russia and, you know, some of the concerns at the Sochi Olympics?
I think so. I mean, you know, in the run-up to Sochi, there was certainly a lot of talk among the LGBT community, both internationally and within Russia, in terms of what to do about Sochi. You know, some people were calling for a boycott. Others were saying, you know, let sports be sports, and maybe now this isn't the time to protest the games. In the end, you know, I was just down in Sochi, and there really wasn't too much activity in terms of gay rights activists protesting. We had Pussy Riot down there, and they've certainly been allied with the LGBT movement in Russia, but it basically was pretty quiet, and I think this is their moment to try and raise the issue again.
The organizers, though, must have known they were going to run into trouble. Does staging these open games violate any part of Russia's controversial gay propaganda law?
The organizers would argue no. In fact, they've got plus 18 signs. This means no minors allowed into the games, which would keep them abreast of the law for propaganda to minors in Russia.
Are any Russians or the Kremlin kind of making the point that this might be violating the gay propaganda law?
Well, it's not really clear exactly what's happened so far. I mean, they've had pressure from police. The migration services have gotten involved making visits to some of the Russian athletes who've come in from out of town. But it's not really clear if this is coming on from on high. Certainly, there's been some noise made by lawmakers in St. Petersburg, in particular one Milonov, who's been sort of vehemently against the gay rights movement in Russia. They're certainly making their lives difficult. If this is coming up from way, way on high, it's hard to say.
I mean, a lot of attention is now on the crisis in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin today ordered military exercises across Western Russia. Do the activists at these games worry that their message is just going to be drowned out?
I think it's a valid concern. I think at this point, you know, their main goal is to just get these games on, and that's been enough of a challenge as we've seen so far.
Reporter Charles Maines in Moscow, thanks for telling us about this.
Thank you, Marco.